Sen sen bravo.
Ready? Aşk ver. Bayılırım şimdi bak. Stahl Erisin's custom shallow the shema map. If you go to Stahl Erisin, shallow the shema. Rashi says, Shnekel the Shingish Acheris v'nimloch. He wrote the Stahl Erisin for Barbara Schwartz, and then he changed his mind, and now he wants to use it for Barbara. Yeah. Cohen. That's the case? Meaning it has the same name, right? Because, what does it mean? Yeah. So, but it's not Lishma, Ma'u. Now, by a get, that's no good. A get has to be written Lishma. We'll learn that from Sukkim, the cost of law, I think it's learned from. The cost of law, a get has to be written Lishma. For that Isha, specifically. So, what about Ishtar Eris? Ma'u, what does it do? We say Abayis Yitzias Makshin, we have a Hekesh Abayil Yitzias, right, from the Pasuk B'yot of Ha'isa. Ma'u Yitzias Bin Lishma, just like Gedni Lishma, Apabai Bin Lishma. So Shairis and Shirosin is Lishma. The Rashi brings the Josh up above, on the Ta'an Abayis, the Siva Kos of Law Lishma. Or Yidilma Abayis Ladodi Makshin, the Abayis will learn that from each other. Because if you have a Yotam Ha'isa, so you also have the Ha'isa. And in the Ha'isa is all the ways you have in making a Kiddushin. So Ma Havayi the Keset, from Boi Ba'in al-Lishma, Havayi the Shalim in al-Lishma. Do we learn from Get that needs Lishma, or do we learn from Keset that it doesn't need Lishma? What does it mean Keset does not need Lishma? It actually says, Shedei Tzura Sadinah Tzvur Lishma, you don't need that the Matbeah was made Lishma. Busted the bayo after he asked the question, how the pasha, he answered it, the bayo the team makshinon, the makrob yotzvahis. That overrides learning from Kesna. This is the makra for Shtar Eris, and it's from the yotzvahis, so it has to be just like get, there's a get nizushma, there's also nizushma. Very good. That's it. Yeah. And it's not.
How did you learn it's not why?
What's not?
It's why?
Why?
You're naturally presuming that I should learn.
We don't have a dim
start Kesef. From Kesef. Because Kesef is not the Shema, I should learn Star because what can I say? Star needs to be the Shema, I should learn Kesef from Star.
How do you know Star needs to be the Shema?
From the Yetzirah.
From the Yitzhia. Ah, okay. So that's what Kivegas got. Well, 1 second, right?
No, but I
that's what Kivegas got to talk about.
I didn't think about the question. Why do you even make the presumption? Before your discussion, why is it just a presumption that even that I would be learning the Shtar from Kesef, not the Kesef from Shtar?
I mean, that's... Look, no, but Shtar is the unknown. Shtar Erison is the unknown.
So you think Kesef is
the unknown? That's going one direction or the other.
Kesef is already known.
Yeah, Kesef is known that it's not the Shema. There's no positive teaching that it has to be. Get is known that it's Get is known that it is the Shema. No, 1 second.
Kesef is already known.
How is it known?
That's what I ought to.
Yeah, that's what he asked me. It's known because... it's known because there's no positive teaching that it's the Shema. You don't have anything about Kesef which needs the Shema. In and of itself. Right? Okay. That's the starting point of Kesef. The starting point of Get is the Shema, the starting point of Kesef is not the Shema. And Shtayir, we're not sure which direction to take it. So what the Kinega is going to ask is, okay, so why does the Gemara have to set it up as opponents, a Sira to one another, it's not a Sira. Learn from this and then learn from that. And the answer, we'll see what the answer is. Yeah.
Before we get in,
not the Shema.
Yeah. Right. If I would never think right. of the stage and I should learn the Kesef aspect, any aspect of Shtar to Kesef, I would just try and learn what to do with Shtar from Kesef.
That's right. Until you get to what Gideg is saying, which is learn from Get to Shtayrton and then to Kesef.
Right.
Oh, so let's see.
Why?
So it starts with the... Why would you do that? Let's see. What do you mean? Oh,
it's already established what it is.
What do you mean by established? Okay, established means that the... Let's see. So the Ran says like this. The Ran's talking about the din of mechupa l'karka. The Ran brings the shitas bal iter. But even though shava kesef is kakesef, that's talking about metatlin, not by karka. You can't shava kesef kakesef. So can I give her karka? It's worth it. Shava kesef. No. Something by mechuber the bal iter holds. Something by mechuber doesn't work. Why not? Why not? Because since get doesn't work by mechuba the karka, which I think the Gemara learns out from the pasuk of the nosala, get doesn't work from mechuba the karka because the nosala means it has been mishina. So zotu kedushin, which is learned out from get. Stark, right, is what the Kiddush was learned up from get, also cannot be the Mechub of the Karka. That's what he says. And he brings a Raya, let's see. Mew, he commands on the Dabakat, the Shabbat, the Kesam, the Kiddush, and on the Mitat, and the Balkarko is loy. Karka not. The Gemara, I mean, in the Makshin and Avaya, that's our Gemara and Avay, that you learn out Avaya from Yitzhak. From how can get yourself in Kedusha Shtar, and that's what we learn in Kedusha Shtar from. It came in the Makshin on Ma'ya Tziba Mechuber. It came in the Makshin on Ma'ya Tziba Mechuber Loi, Shein Koyzin, as I get from Mechuber Kark, because these are Berek and maybe Tanyin. Abba'yanam Yiba Mechuber Loi. Very clear, yeah? Devi Uraya, now, the one who holds this sheet, which is about it, that brings Uraya, Mimadamim Berekam Begin. The time you also begin with from Shovel Gitin Oshim and Shikori Abad, and tomorrow they compared get of an Isha to a get Shikori of an Eved in three ways. The Machin Law, the Gemara asks, why didn't it compare them by the din? That they put up the din? And the Chubb is no good. And the Gemara answers over there, you have to flip this around. It might have been confusing. Mills is the lace of a Kedushin Katoni. Mills is the east of a Kedushin Loi Katoni. Right, you have that to flip that around? Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Yeah? Mills something which is not, meaning the Gemara answers over there, when we wanted to compare get Isha to get Shikra of an Eved, we wanted to compare things which are specific to those two things. But something which is also true by Kedushin, that we weren't talking about. So what's Gemara saying? Gemara had a kasha, why didn't you mention the din of Mechuber? And Gemara's answer is because Mechuber is also shy of the Kedushin. The Klara Raya, that by Kedushin, there's also a din that you can't give Mechuber. Alma, the Mechuber after Kedushin, soon. Very clear. That was the Raya of the Baalit. So after that, yeah, you with me so far? So on the side yesterday?
Yeah.
You did? Okay, good. Deep enough that you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So Dr. Dan believes it's not a Raya. Why not? The Raya is very stark, no? This is Gemara saying. Gemara is saying it doesn't mention Mechuba because Mechuba is also Shai of the Kedushin. It's very clear. So how is it not a Raya? What does the Raya mean for Lesa? The Chiyam mean and also the Mechuba Pesul the Kedushin. Is that true? The Gemara is saying over there the Chub is Pesul the Kedushin. You can't get around that. But Zokter Nan, Honi Mila the Kedushin Shtar, Shem Kost of Loa Ala Mechuba Ram Kedesh Was Leave and also Loa Loa Avi Kedushin. The Kedushin Shtar with the Makshim Ali Tzio. That's only true by Shtar Kedushin, the Ran says, because that's what Taka learned out from Get. Aval Nosem Lekaka Oy Mechuba B'Toyras Kesef. But if you wanted to give her a karka, but Torah's kesef, so we show the kesef. Vadimani, if that works, the Ran says. The kesef, we'll be in a domiti yitzia. Because we don't have a drosha that kesef has to be domiti yitzia. The only drosha we have is that shtar has to be domiti yitzia. What's it got to do with kesef? So Kedusha kesef would still work with the karka, that's what the Ran says. The Gvaldik. Then he says like this, and this is where Kivega comes in. He brings our Gemara. Harchim Wilkuk Lakaman to Gemara. And that, Ran says, I've arrived at Gemara Daptes. Why? Gabe Bayun by the Shailim, the Gemara Nishtar, Evitin Shakos, Shaloy Lishma. Mahu, the Gemara says, Damin Allah. Mahabai the Kesab, Lishma. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? Kloimar, the loy ba'idin shdei tzuras ha'din at avur lishma. What's Ron bringing? What is Ron bringing our Gemara for? What's he trying to prove from there? The kesef is not learned out from get. That's what he's proving. Saying that even though the Balei Torah is a raya from the Gemara in Gittin, that the mechubin lekark is no good, that's only by shtar kedusha, which is learned out from get. But kesef kedusha is not learned out from get. What's my raya? Because the whole shot in our Gemara is, do I learn from kesef that are lishma? Or do I let them get that dun lishma? If kesef also was subject to the lakas of get, then our whole gemara is a shayla, not a shayla. Yeah? That's the right of the rod. Then he says, this is the ikar problem of kibbeh yigah, the next two words. Then he says, oh. Where am I? The ab of isha epsha lukha israel dun. Now, Kivega's whole problem is the word Epsher. Kivega wants to prove that you have to be doing this right. Let's just see what he says. Epsher litkos raya zu. How would you be doing the raya? It sounds like a great raya. You see, from our Gemara, the kesef is not subject to the abundance of get. No, Epsher litkos raya zu. Why? Veloimar daafilu makshin and havaya the kesef. Nami li yitzio, afilu achi ena badindini boi she adina tabua lishma, she ena mekadeshus b'nei tivuoi, el b'nei shavyo.
What way are you
getting this by the yitzio? He's saying like this. He's saying, I wanted to bring a raya in that Gemara. A kesef doesn't have to be learned out from the seal. So just like you see in that Gemara, kesef doesn't need the Shema. So too, kesef also can be done by mechubin. They're not comparing the two. You see, by our Gemara, kesef is the Shema, which means I see clearly that the hekesh of ayat yitzia is not kesef is not subject to that hekesh. And so too by mechubin. That's what the Rav wants to say. So now, what's the Rav's epshul lishkos rayuzu? The Gemara goes. He's saying, that maybe really, it's not true what I said. Maybe really, Kesef is subject to the limit from Yitzhiyah. Except, all the Mudim, Mechubar, Lishma, except that over here, it by definition can't apply to Kesef. Because the Lishmanis of the Tavua has nothing to do with the Kedusha. Meaning, Ron's saying, I thought I had a right from our Gemara.
Not,
I thought I had a right from our Gemara.
Well,
not for me, it would be
much. Get
it's
too much. Because
yeah.
You want to say that because the kiss is all about the dead.
Yes.
Not about not the words. Or
right.
Words. The same thing with the Karka. Karka is all about dead.
No.
You
want to
get married. When you're using Karka's kiss, do you mean because
yeah, but Mechubah doesn't help. Mechubah doesn't help. What's the difference? Saying like this. Ron, he had a svara to say he wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara that kesef is not meant to happen again. So just like kesef doesn't need the Shema, kesef could also be done by mechubin. That's what he wanted to say. Now he's doing doyle that raya and he's saying maybe it's not true what I said. Maybe kesef is learned out from get, and the laws of get have to go to kesef. So that's fine. So mechubin won't work, right? And one second. And the Shema, one second. No. Listen.
Why?
Listen. Mechubar, again, maybe my right is not true. Maybe really Kesef is learned out from Get. And all the levels of Get applies to Kesef,
yeah?
So Mechubar applies to Kesef. Kesef can't become Mechubar. And the Shema would apply to Kesef too. Except
it's not relevant.
It physically doesn't make sense. It's not relevant. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't apply. It's not applicable. It's like, for example, what it is.
You know,
not. No.
Very relevant.
It's like. For example. If I had to say that even Kesef is an African, even Kesef goes with the laws of Get. Listen, even Kesef goes with the laws of Get. That's what I want to say. So just like Get can't be Mechubar, Kesef also can't be Mechuba, right? And then I came to him and said, okay, so Kesef goes to the laws of Get. A violation means learn not just to start areas of the Gesef. So then I went to the deal, I said, okay, so going with that logic, just like Get has to be written, yeah, has to be handwritten. So you can only give Kesef that's handwritten. Just like Get has to be done with a pen. So you have to do Kesef with a pen. It's a nogeya. It's just not nogeya to Kesef. That aspect.
Why is it nogeya?
So the aspect of the Shema. No. So the aspect of the Shema is not nogeya because Kiddushei Kesef is value. Value can't have a Lishma.
Okay,
it's physically impossible.
Where it's for star, it's not about value, it's about what you want to give the thing over. So you can understand it.
For star, it has to be written. Written Lishma. It has to be written Lishma.
No, that's the
star.
Star also has to be given to it. That's the why you can't.
Yeah, that's how you give it.
That's why you can't give it to the Lishma.
Okay.
Because they're not shy of the Kesef either. Because it's about value.
You have to give the
value. I'm much rather get a building than a
you have to give the custom too.
What? It's about value. It's not the reason why you can't use the similar custom stuff.
Yeah.
Because you have to hand it over to it. Or hand over to it.
The reason you have
to... In Sephora, in the whole substance of the thing is called, just like you're saying, Lishma, just all work with Kesef, but in the substance of the thing is called. So too with carpet, it's like...
I mean, there are ways... I mean, that happens to be...
It's
not true.
It can work.
That happens to be... That happens to be the Gezeris HaKosif. It could be Machne carpet of somebody. It happens to be the Gezeris HaKosif I get is that doesn't help. Okay. So, I could say because still does it. It's not a spirit to say because if it doesn't help. But to say, but you can't physically say the words that the value you give over has to be lishma. That sentence doesn't make sense. You want to tell me that the engraving of the coin has to be lishma? Ah, now you're talking English. One problem: the engraving of the coin has nothing to do with what we're talking about. What did he mean to say? It's not even shy.
It's like saying the cloth has to be made lishma.
I mean, well, it could be, oh God, that's right. Happens to be a dozen. Right. But he's saying that he doesn't mean shy. Yeah, but he's saying more than that. Meaning, you're right. Meaning, you could have been mechalik. I mean, you're also looking. You're also looking. You give over the kesef. Both by star and by kesef, it's in the sphere.
Now you're giving value. Now you're giving the thing itself. She's gonna hold it.
Okay.
As a word.
So he's not. Okay. So you're right. Meaning, we're not saying you can't say svaris and mechalik. I could say svaris and mechalik why mechuber is more shaykh here than it should be shaykh here. I could agree to that. But the shema is much worse than that. It's not nogea at all. Meaning, it's an impossibility. You're talking apples and oranges. Shabbos. You can't have Shabbos and Shema. It doesn't mean anything. Those words don't mean anything. So, Mamele doesn't go on Kesef. Meaning, you hear what I'm saying? I'm agreeing. You could say as far as Mechalik and Mechuber too. This one makes more sense why Mechuber shouldn't be good because it's totally in the Nesina Shabbai. And this one, since it's totally in the Shabbos, so it makes less sense why Mechuber should affect it. Okay. But at least you could say the din that Mechuber affects it. You cannot give over Kedusha Kesef and Mechuber. Does that din make sense? Yes. So even if the svar is less, the sentence makes sense. Where would you get it from? You're right. There is no cost. That's where you get it from. It doesn't have to be a svar necessarily. It learns out from a violent seer. But to say Kesef is with the Shema, you're not talking about the Kedusha anymore. You're talking about engraving the coin, which has nothing to do with the Kedusha. You have to be mityaches to the Kedushin. And the Kedushin is the Shabbos, not the engraving of the coin. You could say, don't give over mechuber. That's that. You're just saying in Svara, you hear more why that should affect that and not that, and I agree with you. I'm not saying that's wrong. That we have a gezeres hakatan, that without the gezeres hakatan, we'd say like you. He wants to say, maybe no, maybe the gezeres hakatan says, you can do the now catch it from there. But still, by the Shema, it's not applicable to Chlav. It is the difference between saying the Svara, you know, I can see a difference in Svara, why it should apply here, not apply here, and saying, you know, it's physically not applicable. So, what do you say?
Everything must apply, isn't it?
What do you say? Yeah, unless it can't. Unless it mamish can't. Everything will apply because something there's a cause of it. See, everything will apply. Even if the Svaras make more sense by guess, it doesn't matter. Unless it physically can't apply. And to go ahead and say the Kesef is a Lishma. Yeah, so this is a round thing.
Even if it's not really relevant, if it can't apply, then it can't apply.
Meaning everything is relevant that could be relevant. Meaning
anything could be
relevant. To say you can't do Kesef and Mechuber is relevant.
Right.
It's relevant. But to say it has to be the Shema is not really. That's what Ron's saying. Yeah, I mean, that's because there is a cause. That's what I'm saying. I'm not denying to you Chilik and Svara. Yeah, exactly. I'm not denying it's Chilik and Svara, you know. I'm just saying, that's exactly right. I thought I had a right from that Gemara, that if I, the Yetziyah doesn't affect Kesef at all. And now I'm saying it's really not such a right, because maybe it does just by the Shema, it's not applicable. So,
Like I said, what were we talking about here? How many other Hamayim are talking about?
Yeah.
It's only a very strict
non-Hamayim. Yeah, but the Hamayim of the Ran also could have been true. In other words, what changed in the Ran? One thing clear you see in our Gemara is that you don't learn out Hilchos Lishma to Kesef. That's clear you see in our Gemara. And you don't learn out Hilchos Lishma to Kesef. That's what our Gemara says. The question is, do you not learn out Hilchos Lishma to Kesef because you don't learn out any of the halachos of a violation to Kesef? In which case, Mechuber also you wouldn't learn out. Or no, you don't learn Hilchos Lishma to Kesef because it's not applicable by Kesef. That's the back and forth of the Ran. So Zotter Kiveeger, he doesn't understand the cloud why the Ran even had a suffix about this. I mean, the Ran brings it to the Ran, and he says, absolutely, maybe I can be doich of the Ran. Zotter Kiveeger, what do you mean it's mukhruch that way? Zotter Kiveeger, it's mukhruch, what the Ran's absolutely choice. Why? And that's the bottom of that. I mean, he holds, why? It's because the Ran's first way of learning would be true. That we don't learn out any of Ayel Yetzir's to Kiddushin Kesef at all. And therefore, you can even do Mechobra by Kesef. If that would be true, so why would the Gemara have to set it up in such a way that I have to learn Shtar Erisin either from Get or from Kesef? Kesef I don't learn from Get. Right? I don't learn Abayi Tzitzir. Kesef is not part of the Abayi Tzitzir. That's the Hatmin of the Ram. Shai Erisin I do. But there's also something called the Abayi Sladadi. So why would we set it up as either Abayi Tzitzir or Abayi Sladadi? I don't know. If you have both occasions, you should say, the Torah tells me clearly by Get you need the Shema. Abayi Tzitzir tells me Shai Erisin needs the Shema. And the Bible says that he tells me Kesef also needs a Shema. Why wouldn't you say that? What's stopping you from saying that? Oh, one second. Why would you say that you have, the Gemara has a shayla of which hekesh is stronger? Abai Lezio or Abai Lezot? So to say, you don't need either one to be stronger. To learn both. One thing is clear, the Torah tells him by get, you need the Shema. Abai Lezio tells me Shai Eretz needs the Shema, which is Matzkon of our Gemara. And then Abai Lezot, he tells me that Kesef also needs the Shema. Why not?
You want to learn
that? Why wouldn't you say that?
You want to learn that?
No, right. But that's a discussion. Why? Once you know shtar, once you know it, so learn to kesef too. What's the problem? Why not? You have a judge of Abayis Ladodi.
Kesef was already pre-established.
Pre-established is because it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say you need to shmar by kesef.
Why?
But now, as I said,
the source
not lishma. Yeah, the source is the Torah never told you need lishma. For lishma, you need a pasuk. No, a non-pasuk is not lishma.
The Gemara says the rule that you're asking should the shtar be lishma?
Yeah, that's the question.
Should be lishma?
Right. So the only reason we have, and why do we have more of a happy meaning by shtar than by kesef? Only because of a vayil yitzir. It's the only difference. So now that you have a vayil yitzir. And you also have a bias to you learn it to cast it too. Why not?
Why yes?
Why not?
Why yes?
What do you mean why yes? Because they're both... Whoa! Our cork of mother... Wait! Our cork of... Why is it not relevant? Because as far as I said before, it's not relevant.
What is going to do is get old to you.
True. But you have trust.
This is a vow if you want to say that.
No. The Gemara had two drushes. A bias by Dodi and a bias by Lysia. The Gemara makes it sound like you gotta pick one. Professor Gagel, why? Why do you gotta pick one? They're obviously both good drushes, otherwise the Gemara wouldn't even have a meaning. They're both drushes. Abayis Ladodi teaches us stuff. Abayis Ladodi teaches us stuff. So what's the problem? Elamai, the Gagel, a cook of Mukhruch is like the Maskon of the Ran. And you can't learn it to Kesef. Why is the Ran saying, Epshel Litcha is Rayazu? It's Mukhach that the Raya is not a Raya. Because if it would be true that you can use this Gemara as a Raya to say that I don't learn Kesef from Get, and therefore I would apply that to the Din of Mechubar also, then it's Shner, why didn't you learn out the Bais Ladadi? A Kokok Mukhuk, that there's a technical reason why it can't be learned to Kesef. Can't you?
Well, because if you have the Habayli Yitzir, which we've learned previously, why is it a question whether you should learn?
No, because Habayli Yitzir is also a Okay, so listen, no, that's not true. They all learned out from each other. We learned out lochas from the drush of Abayis Ladodi. We'll see. I know, but the drush of Abayis Ladodi. We're good. They all work the
Kedushin.
There's a drush. It's a drush which connects them. We learned certain halachas from there. We'll see. It's a real drush. It's not just the Abayis Ladodi. Such a drush. So what's stopping you from... So let's read it inside for a second. V'koshali, lama kodra ram v'der epshalit choy. Hasparizu mukhraka, zisparizu mukhru. May bayat smoy, from the question itself. Shtarir is a jikotsu shlo lishmo, havai litsiya bayinin, or zuma yitzvah 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 yitzvah. Let's say you don't learn all that bias to the yitzvah. Let's say you don't learn kesef to get. Come up from Roman history, going a case of device, a case of the other device. Who says one is to beat the other? No, my tchila, abay the shtar miyitzia. The kachik abay the kesef. The binu nishma. We call it a case of the device. My dodi. Umiskayim shabbat day is a case. Isn't it better that both a case work? And is that better? The third gave us two a case. Well, let's go. What's the problem? More than that, in the Maskana, why Taka Tani? He's asking two questions. In the Havamina, what was the problem? Why do you have to fit them against each other? And in the Maskana, it should not come out that way. You should not learn it to Kesef. Why not? Ella al Korko. Rather, it must be. It's Mukhuk from here, the Lashayach Klalba doing the Kesef Nishma. It's not Shayach talking about Nishma when it comes to Kesef. Like the Ran said over there. Then it could do some Korkats of Well and Shavyos. And then he says, that's what he says. So the point is, the Ran Zichoy, he's saying, is Mukhuk Mineyubay. The Ran's Zichoy to the Rai is Mukhuk Mineyubay. Because if the Ran's Rai would have been true, and you see from here, you don't learn Kesef from Get. Okay, but why not talk about them together? And then he says, but Adarabu, he says just the opposite. This Gemara of the Chari is a raya to the Baal Iter that Kesef cannot be done with Shmuel. That you learn it from Get Mamish, that it cannot be done with Shmuel. Why? Because we see from our Gemara that it's Roy Lakish of Ayat Ladod, the Limit Shmuel, right? Just what we say, occasionally see as others. And we can't learn Kesef out after that because it's not Nogeya. Mashma, if it would be Nogeya, Utaka would learn it. Meaning he's saying the logic is so right. Yeah, he's saying the logic is so right, what he's saying, that if you talk about something like Mechuber, which is Shayach for Kesef, he says it should work exactly like I said. You have, meaning to say, even on the side, the Ran's whole problem with the Baal Iter was, the Baal Iter brought a raya from the Gemara and Gidin, and Mechuber doesn't help you by Kedushin, the Ran's saying, that's only Mechuber Shtar, because you have a violent Yisiyah, but Kesef is something else. According to Kedushin, Rekivik is saying, good Kesef is something else. Good Kesef is not included in the Joshua of a violent Yisiyah. It's fine. But what happens after the Joshua of a violent Yisiyah? There's another Joshua called a violent Ladadi. And whenever you're going to learn from Vayelitz, you should then apply to Vayelitz Ladadi. The Shema, you can't for technical reasons, but Mechuba, you could. She says, Adarav, it's a mashma like the Baal Iter, and Mechuba won't help you even by Kesef. The Ran, you hear? The Ran was originally wanted to use our Gemara as a proof that you could do Mechuba by Kesef, because Kesef's not related to the Yad Shema. The Ran says, Epshul Litzkoy says Araya, but he stays in the end, I think, that you could use Mechuba to argue from the Baal Iter. They're just saying, forget, Avada we could be doing Uriah, and more than being doing Uriah, I'm going to bring Uriah based on this logic to the Baal Iter side, that you can't do Mechuba by Kesef, because of the same design, that we'll learn one Hekesh and the other Hekesh. And the only reason why that by Shulishma, that didn't help you, because it's not applicable, because Mechuba wouldn't have to go down. Meaning, Kireg is saying one story. He's saying one story. He's saying, if you're always going this logic, then nothing he's saying is mukhah. There's one story that he's basing everything on that he holds is irrefutable. And that is, that there's no reason that one drusha should knock out the other drusha if we can make Sholem B'Nayim. And if I can make Sholem B'Nayim by learning one and then the other, then that's what the Torah wants from me. So, Dr. Kireger, the only reason our Gemara didn't make Sholem B'Nayim is because it's not shaykh to apply Lishma to Kesef. But if it would be shaykh, like the din of Mechuba, which is shaykh, so that's taka what you'll do. A violet here, and then a violet ladadi. And therefore, the whole discussion, does Kesef go with a violet here or not, is a moot point, because it doesn't have to. Just when Shtarim is to go with a violet here, and then he'll learn Mechuba to Kesef, you threw a violet ladadi.
But he is making an order in which to apply the equation.
Yeah, because you start with where the Torah told you. It's only by getting the Torah told you to do Mishma, and it's only by getting the Torah told you to do Mechuber. The starting point is where the Torah told you to do. That's the starting point. The Kesef Mishnah Erisin, it doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you Mechuber, not Mechuber, Mishma, not Mishma. It's blank. So being blank, so you assume everything's okay. The Shema does not need the Shema. The Chub is not a problem. But once the Torah gave you those rules by get, and you have these drushes, these occasions. Huh? Gewaldig, no? Oh, you always said it's gewaldig, right?
It's not shy.
No, what he's saying is that, I mean, it is, since there is a drusha called the Vais Ladavi. And even though by Kesef...
something which is impossible?
And it can happen. No. But by Shari, it is possible. No,
I'm
saying. Meaning, it's like this. Since the Havamina was... You're right, it's not so geschmack, but the Havamina was that since there's a drusha called the Vais Ladavi, and we know that Kesef doesn't need the Shema, even though the fact that Kesef doesn't use the Shema is because it's an impossibility,
right.
End parentheses, still the fact remains the din of Kesef is that it does not use the Shema, and there's a hekesh for the Bayis Lad Dodi, there's a start to say that Shtarei also doesn't use the Shema.
That's
or no, they're going to buy Elitzia, and the Maskan is going to buy Elitzia. Which, you're right, is more geschmack.
No,
not just the Gemara. On that, the Kinega is saying, is call Mokum that there's no reason why not to learn both, you should learn both.
That I don't mean. Just because two things can achieve the same end, I don't understand that.
But the book
you should learn everything out from both of them. I can use a book and an apple to hit you over the head. It doesn't mean that now I should learn everything that this Kesher should be able to do.
No, but both occasions are true. The Hekesh should learn get the Kedushin. The Vash and Hekesh learn Kedushin to each other.
Yeah,
why should one say, one not so to the other? They're not
the same thing that a star is used to go out, so it's coming, is going to be the ways that it works.
But once you know the din of Shtar Erisim, and you know there's something called the Vayis Lahadadi, so now what?
But I get it. You should find that the elements that are similar, like both can achieve conditions, but it's got to be, like to say that, because they can both do this, that everything should be applied to both, and everything should be applied to both.
What else is the Vayis Lahadadi mean? What else is the Vayis Lahadadi mean?
Way out.
So what does the Vayis Lahadadi mean then? What are you going to learn?
And you can show already that some of the things don't. Look, Vishma doesn't apply.
Because it's not relevant.
I don't. A lot of things may not apply.
So then what will you do with the drusha of Vayis Lahadadi? There's such a drusha. You're going to throw it out? What will you use it for? You're using it for something.
I'm the only one that can get that. It's such a hackish.
You see from Gemara, it's such a hackish. It has to be dealt with. I'm saying...
The run?
You want to take out a guy after the Hekesh of Vayis
Lahadadi? The run suggests that it doesn't apply.
Run doesn't what?
Suggests that it doesn't need to be applied. What did he do with it?
What do you mean? You mean the run holds that...
You take the push of the Kiva Egli.
Yeah.
You apply both if you can't find
that. Right.
The run...
Why? Because the run says...
That's
an absolute fixed right to do, which means the run held that... It's not necessarily have to be done. Yeah.
Maybe open up and knew that you didn't have to.
Okay. No, what's the problem? Yeah, look at me. He's not, you're right, he's always on the run. It's not like the run. The run wasn't bothered by this, yeah, okay, good. Good. The run held that, you can go ahead and say that you don't know that. The epsher of the round. The epsher of the round was that you could go ahead and say Kesef not learned from there, and it stops right there.
And economic. That the moment you can find one thing in it that doesn't apply, you can say that perhaps you should apply it. You can't assume that everything is going to apply.
What do you mean? One thing.